This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. State public health officials say the coronavirus is spreading within ice hockey leagues in Massachusetts, so the state has ordered all indoor ice rinks to close for 2 weeks. According to the Department of Public Health, there have been at least 30 clusters of two or more coronavirus cases tied to hockey, and they've affected people from 60 communities. For more, we're joined now by Kevin Cavanaugh, the executive director of the youth hockey organization, Massachusetts Hockey. Kevin, thanks for speaking with WBUR.
Well, thanks for having me on today and glad to be a part of this.
So let me ask you this. What are you hearing from teams, leagues, or even families where people have tested positive for the coronavirus? You know, do we know how this is happening?
You know, we don't know wholeheartedly how this is happening. The Department of Public Health, I know, has some facts and figures that they've been using. They haven't shared those with us as of yet, but I anticipate being part of the discussion sometime next week about, you know, how we can move forward and what the best ways to do it are. But unfortunately, and ultimately, I think there's a lot of disappointment in the hockey community.
So you don't know if this is being caused by social gatherings before and after the games, whether it's something in the locker room, or if this is just the nature of how the game's played.
Well, I think, you know, purely speculative, but I think the social aspects are a concern. We haven't seen, at least I've never seen, any documented cases of transmission within the game itself from player to player. So, you know, there are a lot of social aspects to it. Teams are close, and I think we don't need to have parties with kids running around the house and things of that nature if that puts people at risk. So I think social gatherings in general, the state's been pretty clear as to what they expect, and we would think that our hockey families will be following that guidance away from the rink as well.
The body that governs interscholastic sports in Massachusetts has already postponed high-contact sports for the fall. It hasn't yet made a decision about school hockey programs for the winter. But given that these fall programs have been canceled, I think a lot of people would ask, you know, why has youth hockey been happening?
Well, we've made modifications to the game. We have removed body checking from the sport in totality right now. We have social distancing on the benches. We've got locker rooms operating at a 50% capacity. We're only allowing one spectator to watch their kids play. You know, face coverings also are being worn on all the benches right now and during face-offs. I think that a lot of those modifications created a safer environment that the state was comfortable that we would be able to move forward with games. And if those modifications are followed, again, we feel that it is a safe environment.
How has enforcement been up to this point, to your knowledge?
Well, I think a lot of our facilities and programs and leaders have really done a great job following the guidance the way the state has laid it out. So we need full cooperation in order to really, you know, control this. But over 98% of the people are doing things the right way, and that can't get lost here.
That's Kevin Cavanaugh, the executive director of Massachusetts Hockey. Kevin, thanks for speaking with WBUR.
Thanks for having me today, and look forward to talking again soon.